Blog Talk Radio.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Scott Enstra Network.
Thursday. I've got a special show tonight. I'm going to have on Mitchell Gerber, who is going to bring us up to speed about the live organ harvesting, part of a genocide of a population of people within China and within other countries, the travesty. Now, we've been giving the information, Julie and I, about those things of human trafficking, those things of the abduction of children, the selling of them, using them as sex slaves, and all the other horrible atrocities, the abominations before the Lord that is done to these kids. But it isn't just kids, it's adults as well. And the information that he has tonight that he's going to give us is going to be heartbreaking, but it needs to be brought out. And there's a lot more information. I was talking to him offline here, and seems to be up to speed on a lot of things. So I think we can cover a lot of ranges from those things of the demonic as well as the New World Order and the corporations that do this. Now, I wanted to mention to you too, remind you, and I've talked about this, that Rockefeller himself has had 6 heart transplants. Now, I've never known if anybody didn't even know that was even possible. And to find out that all this surgery is actually done on his own residence within his own house. He has his own surgical team and lab where they do this. He doesn't go into a hospital. And I've brought the question up before, is where are all these hearts coming from and why is he going through them so quickly? Now, I'm not an expert on any of that, but here's something else I want to bring up before I bring on Mitch here. Now, there's been a lot of research, a lot of information released about spiritual issues of organ transplants. Now, there's a whole case study where those who have received eyes, those who have received hearts and lungs legitimately, hopefully legitimately from the hospitals and, you know, from traffic accident victims and so forth, and the individual that died may have been dealing with extreme anxieties or extreme anger. Some were even violent. Some had addictions. And the recipient of these organs who did not have these issues now have them. And then they see strange visions. They see things. Now, since deliverance has been, you know, eradicated, basically, let's just call it for what it is, that they removed deliverance centuries ago, so nobody could get rid of their demons, they would always stay in bondage, that when this takes place and you have demons that are within a specific part of the body. Now, when I pray for someone, I can put my hand on their abdomen, I can put it on their knee, I can put it on the back of their neck, and that's where the demon resides. Now, unfortunately, some who are sexually attacked, the demons reside in their private areas. And so whenever you have a transfer of organs, I'm telling you right now that demons go with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, it's nothing that deliverance wouldn't take care of, but again, no one's doing it. And so these people who are receiving organs, who have been on the waiting list, you know, been trying to do it right, now have all kinds of problems. Now, it's not across the board. It isn't something that happens to everybody, but there is those cases that are very severe, and they're keeping it quiet. So I want to remind everyone to that, you know, as a donor or, as, or, you know, possibly recipient. And you know, there's there is an ethical question about it. I don't think that I have a straight answer. But, you know, if you have a loved one and they're able to receive it correctly from somebody who was willing to give it, I don't really see a problem in that. But the problem is that what Mitchell's going to be revealing to us is a genocide, is horrific, is murder, it's mutilation. It's also cannibalism. Cannibalism comes in many different forms and many different prospects, and what we've been revealing too about ceremonies, the rituals that take place, the cannibalism also takes place. They're actually eating the body parts of the child and eating them while they're still alive and doing horrible things to them. And so the saga continues. And so I want you to listen very carefully tonight, because I can guarantee you that it's coming here. I can guarantee you that it is already here. And in the Luciferian forms that I was discussing, but also in corporate, because this is big business. But we also have to remember and understand, as we've been teaching, that the demonic realm encompasses those things of reptilian, those things of insectoids, serpents and scorpions. And that means that the Illuminati, the black nobility, those involved in such things, are behind the scenes on this. The devil's always in the detail, and they are their father, the devil. And so I guarantee you that it is taking place here. All right, so Mitchell, Mitch, I've just turned you on, taken the mute off, and you're online. So I'm just going to turn it over to you so you can introduce yourself and just do what you feel you're led by the Lord, okay?
Sure, Scott. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I am very glad and honored to be on Scott's program today. I contacted Scott a week ago and was very concerned with an urgency in my heart, in my soul. I've been led by the Creator, by the Lord, for almost 14 years now, doing this not for money, not for fame, not for pride, for glory, but just for sincerity, genuineness, and the consideration of the human being. That unfortunately now, as we are really truly in a state of dire proportions in terms of the lack of morality, the disregard of human integrity, and the abomination of just anything that is civil and upright and noble, as it once was a long, long, long time ago. This is a very catastrophic period. We are in Judgment Day. We are in Revelations, as it is said in the good book. And in 2001, I went on my own spiritual journey. I've never been a religious man, but I've always been a God-fearing man, and I have always appreciated Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Taoism, Catholicism, Protestantism, whether you are a Muslim, whether you are gay, whether you are straight, black, woman, man, transgender, doesn't matter. You are a human being. You came into this human world, into this human body for a reason. And it was a great privilege that the Creator has allowed us to have a human body that we should cherish. Inside the human body, there are organs that make up the system of life, that brings us life, that allows us to have life, that circulates life on the flesh level. Then you have the heart, which is more of the spiritual level, and then you have the soul, which is the divine level. And in 2001, I came across a very spiritual, organic movement originating from communist China. And this particular movement incorporates five exercises and meditation that unblock the energy channels, very similar to Chinese yoga, holistic exercises, Tai Chi. I'm sure a lot of you have traveled the world, or in the parks you've seen people slow moving, you know, Thai or Vietnamese or Chinese people, even Western people practicing the slow moving exercise. Yoga has become very popular around in the world. And this particular movement, namely Falun Gong. It's pronounced Falun and spelled F-A-L-U-N Falun, and Gong is the second name, Falun Gong, originating in China and taught by a teacher, Mr. Li Hongse, who originated in China, a sincere teacher in the martial arts, in the holistic spiritual realm in terms of exercises and organic modalities, working with qigong or energy healing and understanding how the human body works in an esoteric way, in a spiritual way, introduced this particular spiritual movement, this mind and body discipline, rooted in Chinese traditions, deep ancient Chinese tradition and thoughts, where everybody would sit in ancient China, everybody, even the scholars, the generals, the parliament, Politburo members, the governors, would sit in meditation, take a deep breath, think about their own spiritual realm, think about everybody else, cultivate their compassion, cultivate their kindness, cultivate their truth, cultivate their sincerity in how to deal with in business, in relationships, in their families. They would take sincerity and honor as the highest priority, promises very, very, very importantly, and would live their lives in much more of a moral and virtuous way. And just like Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, with Falun Gong, it's not a religion, but it's much more of a spiritual, holistic practice, incorporating five exercises, free of charge, and wonderful for the human body. So wonderful that by 1998, only after 7 years of inception in China, one out of every 12 national Chinese citizens or Chinese national citizens, out of more than half of the upper middle class of Chinese society, the generals, some of the highest ranking communist members, the professors, leaders in business, the students from the peasant class, from the low class, high class, middle class, one out of every 12 Chinese people started to practice this kind of modality, these exercises. You would see them in the temples, in the sports stadiums, in the ancient temples, in the parks, at work, all over, just, you know, from morning, noon, and night, just practicing these exercises for about a half an hour a day, and then going to work and conducting their business. No money involved, no coercion, no force, no dogma, no fervor, no religious rituals, just a complete following of improving your heart and mind and nature based on three universal virtues or principles: truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance in all walks of life, considering others, learning how to forgive, learning how to be a better person, learning how to be kinder to others and do good and lean towards goodness, conduct yourself fairly and righteous in business, you know, just becoming a better person and practicing these five exercises that made up the Falun Gong movement. Again, one out of every 12 Chinese people. The Chinese government estimated that by 1998 that between 70 and 100 million people in China were practicing Falun Gong. One out of every 12 Chinese national citizens, 10% of the population, and growing each and every month, each and every year, unprecedented proportions. And unfortunately, by 1999, the crackdown began. And how could this happen? How could something so peaceful, so relaxed, so spiritual, that is benefiting millions of people, where healthcare costs are going down? US Today News, before the crackdown, by around 1997 and 1998, were estimating, you know, million, wrote a report about how the millions of dollars of healthcare costs in China were being reduced. The productivity rates in the factories were increasing because people were practicing Falun Gong. This really became the opiate of the Chinese people, and the Western world wanted to know why and what was going on, and why China was changing so much just since this mind and body practice, namely Falun Gong, was being introduced into China. Before we could, or China could, or the movement could actually was able to spread into the Western world in a positive light, the president of the China, the military dictator, namely the evil head of the Chinese Communist Party, the one that the Western world and most of the Western media have no idea who he is, but he will be brought to light eventually. His name is Jiang Zemin, the evil head of the communist regime, the one who cracked down worse than Mao Zedong, who murdered and slaughtered and starved 40 million people, worse than Stalin, who wiped out 18 million people, and I could say worse than Hitler, that destroyed millions of innocent Jews and his own people and caused, you know, a world war. Jiang Zemin, a mastermind of evil, and has caused the destruction of 100 million people and more over the last 16 to 20 years in China. Now, how could this happen? The organ harvesting, as I was coming to very gracefully allowed to come on Scott's program to talk about, how could this happen? And I think to understand, ladies and gentlemen, how this organ harvesting could happen in China, because I just was on a talk show this morning on the news with Ethan Gutman, one of the investigative reporters who's just wrote a book named The Slaughter, and is going to appear with the two lead attorneys, David Kilgore and David Mattis, on Capitol Hill in about a month or two. They've been invited to Congress, but this is going to be a very serious seminar or debate to talk or sharing or hearing, I would say, to share about what their findings, that these allegations are no longer allegations. These are confirmed allegations. There's a plethora of evidence that has come out. And before I get into the reports, the understanding of how this could happen, it's crucial to understand that there is no limit to how and how far the Chinese Communist Party will go to wipe out something or someone. And the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is the official title of the regime, the totalitarian gangster reign of terror that has ruled China for the last 50-plus years. You know, you hear Donald Trump, you hear Hillary Clinton, you hear a bunch of people in the mainstream media, China this, China that. We should not focus on China. We should focus on the Chinese Communist Party. They are the ones who have run China into the ground. They are the ones, ever since they came into power in 1949 under Mao Zedong, between 60 and 80 million unnatural deaths have occurred. 5,000 years of Chinese divine traditional culture has been wiped out. Christianity, Catholicism, Buddhism, any kind of religion, spiritual identity, heartfelt independence, human rights, animal rights, women's rights, children rights, all wiped out, desecrated, destroyed, and made to submit to the hell that they have been under and held under for the last 50 plus years, the reign of terror, the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party. There's an ancient saying, an old saying, that many regimes, many empires, came to killed in order to conquer. The Chinese Communist Party conquered in order to kill. They are the red. This is the red dragon in Revelations. Also in Revelations, the beast from the east. But they are very deceptive. They are the masters of deception. They like nothing more than to distract the world from what they are doing. They like to be the vampire. They like to be the reptilian. They like to stay in the shadows. And whenever there is shedding light on them, they will send their bulldog, North Korea, to do something, or Russia, or there will be an ISIS threat or something to do in that manner. Or they will put pressure on the media to block any true information coming out of China or about them. This is the demon that that I have been fighting for the last 14 years of my life and have put everything on the line to expose, because this is the greatest threat. The Chinese Communist Party is the greatest threat to the American salvation, or the American Republic, whatever's left of it, because we have been seeing the seeping into America of this very communist ideological threat, and the political correctness, the Common Core, which is basically a communist tool to destroy the family, to divide the nation. You have seen the social engineering. Even when Scott was talking about Rockefeller, he wants nothing more. The social engineers, the globalists, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they wanted nothing more. He's even quoted in his own books saying that they want America to fall victim and under control of a Chinese communist system. And that is exactly what is happening now. That's left for another time. But before I go on, Scott, I thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show and grace your show.
Yeah, let me interject here. Now, I want everyone to understand that I am reaching out and bridging the gap to those who practice those things because they are being genocide. They are being murdered. Now, as a Christian, it is my job to expose evil and to go after it. So even though that they're in a system or they're in a religious practice that we do not agree with, it does not allow, they're not to be allowed to be killed. We are to go out and witness to them. We are to reach out to them. The same thing with witches, the same thing with those who practice the occult, is that we reach out to them. Now, I myself, as a young man, was involved in Kung Fu, Kenpo Karate, Tai Chi, Yoga, the Hatha type, and Wing Chun. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that practice, that was at the opposite end of Christianity in reality, that there were things that I did learn of self-respect, of respect to others, led a clean life. Now, because there were things that were in order. Now, unfortunately, in this practice, you're at the opposite end of Jesus. But I just want everyone to understand that having him on and what he's been talking about is not advocating any of this. He's simply informing us as to what's going on over there. And one of the reasons why they're being attacked is because that particular philosophy is righteousness, it's love, it's respect, and it's order. Even though it's not Christianity, it's still following the lines that communism cannot tolerate. Now, question, North Korea is, if North Korea was not in place, South Korea would have a gateway into China. Now, it might be a little early in the question, but I know that cannibalism is an issue within North Korea because of starvation. So put that on your list there to bring about any connection with that whatsoever, okay?
Sure will.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure will. Yeah. Okay, so yes, there's a great, thank you, Scott, and I couldn't agree more. Yes, I love the Lord, and I think, and one of the reasons, one of the groups highly persecuted, and one of the groups as well, there's four types of groups in China that have been killed for their organs. The largest being the Falun Gong. The second largest is the House Christians. Third is the Tibetans, and then the fourth are the Uyghur Muslims. And this organ harvesting, basically, when this started in around 2001 with the Falun Gong, because millions were practicing, the Chinese Communist regime called the Falun Gong the biggest threat to national security since Tiananmen Square 10 years ago, before the crackdown of Falun Gong. Tiananmen Square was in 1989, and the Falun Gong crackdown was in 1999. And today, the communist regime are more terrified than ever. Official Communist Party documents recently issued, they stated that the competition against Falun Gong is the principal means of competition for the hearts and the minds of the masses. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, Jiang Zemin, he is the leader, the evil head. He was the leader. He's still very much there. But he was the main perpetrator of the Chinese Communist Party, who began the persecution, and he was seeking a way to consolidate his power. And there were four reasons why they cracked down on religious and spiritual groups, particularly with the Falun Gong, the House Christians, Christianity, is because it, as Scott said, it's a righteous philosophy. It preaches love. It cultivates a compassion, a universal belief, a spiritual belief, a religious belief, whether you're Christian, whether you are a Buddhist, whether you are free thinking, you believe in God, which is completely against the nature, the evil nature of the atheist communist regime. Look, there are atheists out there that want to practice, they don't want to practice, that's fine. But with the communist regime, it is a demonic atheist regime that is bent on completely destroying, purposefully and intentionally and adamantly and vehemently and viciously, to destroy anything that is against the anti-universe, anti-establishment of their doctrines, which is tyranny. I mean, it's complete brutal tyranny. They have forced the Chinese people into brutal poverty, brutal slavery, brutal fear. The ethnocide, not only the genocide, which is the complete purposeful destruction of the physical human being, but the ethnocide, the complete purposeful destruction of the spirit, the godly divine spirit, the connection to the divine, the connection to God, they have purposefully ripped out of the Chinese people and made them into the slave, atheistic, evil, tyrannical robot, where 1.3 billion people are now slaves to an institutionalized slavery system rolled out and sourced out as a consumer market to fund the consumer market in the West. That's why 90% of the consumer market, I would dare say 95% of the consumer market in America and in Europe are funded and established off the institutionalized slavery system of mainland China. And the cannibalism, what is going on in North Korea, absolutely. The publication, there's a great publication called The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party, which was introduced into China in a Chinese language and then translated into English, about a couple of years later. The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party at ninecommentaries.com is a free publication. It can be downloaded, it can be read online. I highly recommend to read. It is nine chapters or nine lectures on the Chinese Communist Party and how this regime is so vile and so wicked and has used cannibalism as a source of control, as a way to control the masses, starve the people into cannibalism, and then make them submit to their to them as God, bow to them as God, and use cannibalism as a source and as a tool to control the people. Really vile and really evil. So yes, I can attest to that, Scott. It is absolutely being done in North Korea as it has been done in China, definitely as a form of control to the control of masses.
Yeah, I've seen where the aborted fetuses or children that were killed after birth are also used for soup and different foods, and there's a potential that some of that is actually making its way into the United States.
Absolutely, and actually in Sichuan province, the baby fetuses. I mean, this is how the morality has sunk. The degeneration of the mind has become, where baby fetuses. There are women that have six or seven or eight, and sometimes 10 abortions, to sell their fetuses off to the delicacy to the hotels and the restaurants for the business people, the high ranking executives, foreign business people, to come and then be given to, and use the fetus in the soup and eat the fetus. It's really, really disgusting and really evil. Or they are sold up to the pharmaceutical companies to be used in the vaccines. Pepsi uses the aborted fetuses. Nestle uses the aborted fetuses. It's really, really sick. And now with this Planned Parenthood exposure, they say they have stopped the baby organs. But with Ethan Gutman today, which I'll share a little bit more who he is and his book, he was saying, well, now they've pretty much backed off on the baby organs. Where do you think they're going to go? They're going to go right to China to get the organs, because at this point, what has gone on, where millions have been sent to death camps, Christians, Falun Gong, house Tibetan Buddhists, Uyghur Muslims, they have been sent to these death camps, their organs cut out of their bodies while alive. So the transplant surgery is the actual murder. They are, while they're alive, taken out corneas, their livers, their lungs. Dr. Invertotti, actually, he came on a talk show with me one time, and he was an actual surgeon, a transplant heart surgeon in China, who actually had to, he shared the story about how he was forced to rip a person's heart and liver out of his body while under watch from Chinese Communist Party guards. And he regrets it ever since. He had to flee, and now he's going around with David Kilgore and David Mattis and Ethan Gutman to share the story and the accounts of what he witnessed in China. And like I said, they are cut open while alive. The bodies are then burned in the crematories. The organs are sold, 100,000 for a heart, 60,000 for a kidney. I mean, the bodies also, some of the bodies are also sold off to the body exhibition, which was created by a German fellow, and also with Bo Xilai, who was the former perpetrator, one of the main perpetrators of the Communist Party. And they have used the Falun Gong bodies, the Christian bodies, the Tibetan bodies, burned all their documents, all the evidence, just knocking on the doors. They just go to your doors. They knock on the doors. They take the family without any consent, and you never hear from them again. So this is going on a large scale.
Yeah, I've seen the documentary of bodies being thrown into grinders to be shipped off as food or meat or to be added. Now, Nestle's and some of the others, like the Pepsi Corporation, yes, they are using the kidneys, those things of aborted fetuses, for the sugars. So if you're using Pepsi products, you're consuming dead children. I wanted to mention, too, that the one-child policy, is it still standing strong in China?
Absolutely. You see, and that's the one thing I was going to say, the Chinese Communist officials are reportedly hastening to destroy all evidence. They reported that we're stopping the one-child policy. No, they are not. They are liars. You don't trust anything that comes out of China. You see that little network or channel that you have on your television called CCTV. Stay away from that. That is the mark of the beast. That CCTV is out of China. It is a very evil. Whatever you watch, you are a container. So whatever you watch will come into your body. It's energy. It's all about energy. It's all about what you watch, what you surround yourself around. I mean, energy in terms of good vibrations and good people. And you want to fill yourself with good things, righteous things, lightful things, Christ-like things.
Yeah. We watch our ear gates and eye gates. Absolutely.
100%.
I know that the one-child policy, one of the intent was one for the fetuses, but that they wanted all males. And so most of the ones I understood were killed were females, so they could have their 200 million man army. Is that correct?
That's correct, because they also want to take over America and destroy America. And I was in Nicaragua, and I was talking to a veterinarian. He was actually a medical doctor who became a veterinarian because he wanted to teach the Nicaraguans and the Hondurans and the Central Americans how to perform surgery on animals. And he was sharing with me how Daniel Ortega and the Sandinistas were very much just sold the entire indigenous land up to between 30 to 100,000 people down the line to the communist regime. And the Nicaraguan canal, so the Chinese Communist Party could bring their warships in through the canal to get a perfect position and position themselves in order to take over America, to invade America. And this is true. Daniel Ortega, the communist regime, paid them for about $60 million for that. As the communist regime has funded the North Korean nuclear weapons program. They control North Korea. So when everyone says, oh, North Korea, no, it's the communist regime controlling North Korea. Russia this, Russia said. No, no, no. It's the communist regime controlling Russia and Putin. Okay. The dictatorships in Africa, the Janjaweed regime in the Sudan. I'm sure people heard about the Darfur genocide, where millions of people were displaced, hundreds and thousands were killed. That was because of the 8% of the petroleum industry, PetroChina, and none other than Warren Buffett has got a great stake in PetroChina, who is owned by the communist regime, because all the businesses in China are not owned independently. If you're high ranking, you've got a serious stake in China, you are owned and operated and controlled by the communist regime. There's no independence. Even the Chinese economy is communistly controlled. It's not free market. All this nonsense about free trade with China is ridiculous. It's such a farce. It's absolutely nonsense. What's at stake, everybody, are our lives, and we need to put a stop to it. We need to put a stop to this evil and this heinousness. And I can go, you know, Scott, I can go on for so long and so much, because there's so much to cover and there's so much to say. And you know, what I'm just saying is this, everybody, there's always sincerity in my voice. You know, to fail to support the righteous and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. And I can tell you that we're living in some very dark times. And when I try to call CNBC and I try and call MSNBC, and I've called them for 14 years, I tweet Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly and all these people who are so-called journalists and so-called reporters, and nothing to take away from them, but they are so hijacked and so controlled. You, Scott, are a true journalist, are a true reporter, are a true talk show host, because you are there for the people and you are there for the light. And I love what you said about whether you are a Christian, whether it leads towards Jesus or Allah or whoever it is. I think it's important, no matter where, whatever you believe in, when people are suffering for their righteousness or for their beliefs, as a Christian, it is important to step in, because that's what Jesus wants. I believe I followed the Bible. I still follow Jesus, and I feel like Jesus definitely has led me to bring light to those who have been suffering, regardless of whether I believe in this or they believe in that. It doesn't matter. Wherever there is suffering, we need to expose it, and that has to be the center of our universe, in our world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the show of love and compassion for them, regardless of who they are and their situation, is one of the tools to witness and to bring them over to Christ, to see the love of Christ in us. I want to educate everyone up here. If they're not familiar, you mentioned the Body Works. I want to bring some facts out here. Now, I've seen the Body Works. I saw it in Vegas many, many years ago. I didn't know what it was. I went to the Titanic Museum. You know, they had all the artifacts that they brought out of the ocean. When you go in, then they had this other section, and it was called the Body Works. Now, this is a solidified plastination. This was discovered by the doctor, the German guy, the Dr. Gunther von Hagen, and the proteges that you were mentioning have gone on to do the other things. But what they've done is they've learned how to dissect the body in certain ways and then to freeze dry it. So the pictures, if you're on the website or watching Blog Talk, you'll see the pictures come up and you'll see these things where they have no skin on them. Most likely these are mental patients, these are political patients, these are the Chinese that have been taken out of their homes and all the others. Now, they were saying how these were cadavers that had signed their names to science. But here it turns out that out of the Soviet Union and other places, that there were things they were referring to as the body scandals being handled by body brokers. And so they were taking any bodies they can, because they bring a dollar, they bring money. And so if you go to these things and you see them, you'll see a woman who's carrying a baby who's been dissected. She's cut in two. You'll see everything from head to toe. It is absolutely horrifying that the image of God is defiled in such a way. Now, I understand science. I understand, you know, trying to understand the body so we can heal it in different ways. But this has nothing to do with that. This is trying to make artwork out of an abomination. And it is absolutely beyond comprehension. Most people can't, you know, deal with it. But here's the thing, is it became very popular. There are people waiting for blocks and blocks to pay $45 to go see these things. Now, you're not just going to see the structure of the body. You're going to see them doing everything from having sex to physical activities and sports. So they're like statues, they're mummies, and they're dissected, you know, down into to different parts. What it does is it desensitizes you. Just like you said, you have to be worried, concerned about what you see and what you hear. And so the masses of the people seeing such things then see it as being okay. Now, I want you to also bring up, you know, the harvesting of the bodies. Is there farms for children? I mean, do they have areas that they keep these women pregnant and they get their babies? What do you know about this? Otherwise, do they just take parts from adults, or do they take body parts from children as well?
Mostly from the adults. Before I share more about that, can I share about the mysterious body source of the body exhibitions? Because I think
yes,
it would be
please do.
Great.
Sure.
Sure. The source of these bodies, pretty much, guys, everybody is unclear, but most of them are Chinese. And in China, it's very important to note that people are very reluctant to donate their organs because Chinese believe that the body needs to be intact, unless they really have to help a family member. But to just kill outright and to harvest your bodies without any consent, burn in the crematories, cut out wildlife, it's against Chinese principle, it's against Chinese law in terms of the traditions of Chinese people, let alone put their bodies on display after their skin is removed. And now, neither Van Hagens, the owner of the Body World exhibitions, when he was asked, could provide documents to show that these bodies were from voluntary donors. And a report from NPR found no clear paper trail from a deceased donor to a plasticized body. And this is from a quote from Dr. Van Hagens. Basically, he says that he obtains them all only through trusted sources, but no outsider has verified that they might not be. In the worst-case scenarios, dissidents killed in a Chinese prison, then sold through a body broker into a medical school, and then displayed to the public. When Van Hagens, the founder of the body exhibitions, expanded his business to China in the 1990s, he met with strong resistance due to cultural and legal reasons. But he finally established his company in 1999 in Dalian City, Liaoning Province, because he received the approval of one of the arch perpetrators of the communist regime against the Falun Gong, Bo Xilai. He was the mayor of Dalian. And he started in 1999. And it was very, very interesting because he was reported to have said, and I'm just looking, there's a close tie with the persecution of the Falun Gong, because according to the report from the World Organization to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong, it confirmed that instead of donations or unclaimed bodies, many of the bodies were from Falun Gong practitioners who were killed by the communist regime. And Van Hagens even once told reporters that he chose to open up a branch in Dalian City in China, not only because of the cheap labor, but also because of the active support from officials and bountiful body supplies. This coincided well with the persecution of Falun Gong, which was started by Jiang Zemin, the former president of the Communist Party, in July of 1999. So more and more evidence is coming out about this. Now, as far as children, yes, the one-child policy has been, in fact, enacted to have more to for the delicatessens to make money and to take the organs from children, unfortunately. But most of the organs, as the investigators have researched and reported on and found in terms of the allegations confirmed, have been from 18 and older adults. But in terms of Planned Parenthood, which has been exposed as selling the baby organs, that is completely true. There's no cover-up. I mean, I've been doing this for 14 years. The lead investigators, I mean, when you deal with the discernment of organ harvesting, I mean, when you have a $500 million operation going on with Planned Parenthood, making $90 million on the side in organ harvesting, and the political backup that they have and the amount of basically lobbyists that they have, you know, it's very easy to silence the dissenters. It's very easy to silence David DeLayden, who actually is a hero for exposing this these allegations. And what's funny is that the way David DeLayden did it was Sarah, I don't know her last name, as investigative reporters using fake names, fake corporations. It was the same as the reporters did to confirm the allegations of the organ harvesting in over 800 hospitals, state-endorsed, state-mandated, state-legislated by the communist regime, calling the hospitals, acting as donors, acting as doctors, acting as representatives, and got all the information and reports confirmed by the communist regime. And that's why the investigations have been so successful. So I take my hat off to David DeLayden in exposing Planned Parenthood, who is now trying to accuse them for groundless claims of enacting fake entrapment, which is absolutely absurd, because you have to do what you have to do to get the truth. And once the truth comes to light, the demon, the demonicness, the darkness, the evil will do everything they can to destroy you. But no matter what happens, the light, the goodness, will always triumph over evil. Always.
You know, I wanted to bring up the Japanese during World War II. They were actually involved in things such as this nature. They were doing all types of hideous experiments, both on Russian and Chinese. And the Chinese and the Japanese have been at each other's throat for a very, very long time. That when I was in Taiwan for 3 months, and the man that took me around, he was considered one of the older Chinese, and he knew the culture. He actually was from mainland China. And when Japan actually had Taiwan, they would threaten to behead the Chinese or those that were Taiwanese. And the fear that was in them was because of, just as you said, if they lose an organ or they lose their head, then they actually lose the right to go into the next spirit realm or to be reunited with their ancestors. So they'd be wandering without a home and or a different level of hell that would be taken to. So all these people who are being held in these camps right now, and I want you to talk about that, I can imagine the fear that they have, that they are absolutely gripped with the very fact of thinking that that just like us, we would think we were going to hell, that in this abomination that is about to be brought on to them, the ones waiting, that must just absolutely, there must be people who just perish in the camps. They must have a high consumption rate of death in there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. $4 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, one quarter of China's gross domestic profit has been used for the last 16 years to eradicate the Falun Gong from the shores of China. I can't reiterate, because when this is exposed, mark my words, as mortal men, as mortal women, as human beings, as sentient beings, as God's children, listening to this show today, it's 8:48 p.m., May 26, 2016, on Scott Hensler's show. When this reaches the mainstream media, when this is really truly breaks out to the mainstream, this is going to soul stir the human world, because this is a new form of evil. People have heard about organ transplants. They said, yeah, this has happened in India. This has happened. But what has gone on with the Falun Gong particularly, including the House Christians and the Tibetan Buddhists and the Uyghur Muslims, but particularly with the Falun Gong, that reached unprecedented proportions of popularity, 100 million people, and growing each and every month, year. When this is exposed, this is going to captivate and soul stir the hearts and minds of human beings the world over, because we have never seen something as dire and as slaughterous and as vile as this. I don't like to compare it to the Holocaust, as Ethan Gutman would say. He's the investigative reporter who was on the show today. He's like, he doesn't want to compare, but not even the Nazis could fathom something like this. They killed a lot of Jews and they killed a lot of people, but they never, and there were terrible stories about how, you know, the hair was used and the skin was made into soap, and there was an infamous story about how there was skin made, there was Jewish skin that was used as a lampshade. But I mean, what the communist regime has been doing, and this is state-funded, this is all run by the military, the secret police, the high-ranking Politburo members of Jiang Zemin's cabinet, who was the archfiend of the communist regime since 1999. When the crackdown started on July 20th, 1999, 1 month before, there was a Gestapo-type agency called the 610 Office, which was established on June 10th, 1999, that now sits and has been sitting for the last 16 years on top of the part of the government system. In China, there is a government system and then there's a party system. The party system controls everything, economically, socially, and politically. No freedom, the mandated mouthpiece radio. There is no independent media. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. No independent rights. It is truly an abnormal society in China, not like the West. We still live in a normal society. In China, it's like North Korea. It's an abnormal society. In Syria, an abnormal society. Wherever there's ISIS. Oh, and by the way, that is the second group that is actually organ harvesting, is ISIS, on a smaller scale. But our investigative reports have also shown and proved that ISIS is definitely doing organ harvesting. But what is different with the communist regime, the allegations came out in 2006 by David Kilgore and David Mattis, the former Secretary of State to the Asian Affairs Cabinet of the Canadian Parliament, as well as the 35-year international human rights lawyer, David Mattis, a Winnipeg lawyer who was also a Nazi hunter in his youth, have gone around to about 40 to 50 different countries exposing and confirming that these allegations have been confirmed, and they've had about 30 to 40 different pieces of evidence and more coming out each and every month, I believe. They're actually about to launch a serious 300-page report confirming even more allegations. In the beginning, they came out with about 36 death camps that were harvesting hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners. First, it was 65,000. That's more lives than the Vietnam War. More American, lives harvested, killed. And then they have estimated that up to about 250 to 400,000 Falun Gong practitioners, including house Christians, Uyghur Muslims, and Tibetans, have been harvested. Basically, their organs cut out of their bodies, the bodies burned or sent off to the body exhibitions. And then the body parts have been sold. But now the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong at upholdjustice.org, if I may, I will read just with you, for you, they have estimated that between 2 and 6 million Falun Gong practitioners have been killed. That's genocide. That's Holocaust numbers. I mean, but I cannot confirm those actual amounts. Those are guesstimates. Those are estimates. Until we really don't know confirmed, until this really comes out in the future, but we can really affirm that between 65,000 and 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been confirmed dead and killed for their organs. But after 2006, the volume of China's organ transplant remains higher than that in 2003. So it's increasing every year, and what's outrageous is that, you know, in every other country, to have an organ transplant, you would have to wait at least 2 years. In China, you can get it on a specific date within no more than 2 weeks. I mean, this is insane. Where are all these organs coming from? And also, you know, there's a lot of political petty criminals, but a lot of the criminals are, their organs are not good because they have been a lot of smoking, a lot of drugs, a lot of diseases. with the Falun Gong, because after you practice the exercises, your body becomes incredibly healthy. The scientific reports that have come out, I was working with a doctor from Virginia Medical Institute and other places as well over the course of understanding what this Falun Gong is about. And after practicing Falun Gong, the organs become incredibly healthy because the energy channels become unblocked, and those energy channels have after being unblocked, you have a lot of more energy, the energy is circulated better, and the blood runs smoother, and you can breathe better, you have less anxiety. When you start living a moral life and take things more lightly, you become much more healthier. And this is the reason one of the reasons why the communist regime was so eager to kill the Falun Gong for their organs. Kill, slander them, and create an incredible, tremendous, the largest propaganda machine and propaganda network in history, turn public opinion against Falun Gong, calling them crazy, evil, a sinister cult, a radical terrorist group, but yet then sending them to death camps, killing them for their organs, and selling the organs as the healthiest organs in the world. So the irony, people, in that is preposterous. And so as a result of carefully crafted lies by the Chinese Communist Party, it has always been misunderstood that the amount of organ transplants has declined since 2006. But yet the truth is that the number not only remains higher than that in 2003, but it is also a trend on the rise after the peak of organ transplants in 2006. Particularly after the disclosure of the Chinese Communist Party's massive organ harvesting from the living Falun Gong practitioners in 2006. The report drafted the number of transplants of about 700 to 800 Chinese organ transplant hospitals demonstrates that the 10,000 per year rate of transplants publicly released by the Ministry of Health is a lie. China's annual transplant numbers are suspected to be at least 10 to 20 times higher than the publicly released numbers. And if I may ask, may add, Scott, is that shortly after the repeat reports of the organ harvesting emerged, the party leaders announced new legislation banning the use of organs without consent. But over a year later, this law does not appear to have any implementation at all, supporting those who claimed all along that the legislation was nothing more than a public relations stunt, same as the one-child policy.
You know, I'm a little shocked at when you mentioned ISIS, but at the same time, the fact that they're known for eating the hearts of their enemies. But we also know they're bringing them into this country, and we also know that there's over 30,000 guillotines. So I do see a connection. I've been talking about that. I had some information brought to me today that this is actually already taking place here in the United States at the FEMA camps down in Yuma. I know over in Winslow, this is the Arizona and California area, that they've already started this. They've already started this process of eliminating people. Now, whether they're harvesting or not, I don't know. But one of the things is when you do allow evil to prevail or look the other way, it eventually comes to you. And so this is the case of what is taking place. I was wondering that, you had mentioned, too, about the reptilian or those of the evil, the dragon and so forth. Do you know if any of these are being harvested for food specifically for them? Do you know of anything like that?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it because there is a demonic force. It's called the old force. And the old force basically is the reptilians, anything that is demonic, that is basically that has... since 1990, in the late 1990s, 1999, 2000, there was a terrible, horrible reign of force, of demonic force that entered into the human world that started to possess human bodies and control the human minds in a very horrendously animalistic and demonic way, reptilian way. So I have no doubt that this has also been used for their food. This kind of evil... on such a large scale like this has never existed. But I do know that with the collapse of the Communist Party where the source of the evil is. That is the reptilian's playground. The China is the beast from the east, the red dragon. Obviously, it's reptilian. It is the red. It's blood. It's a blood-sucking parasite. That is the source of the vampire, the source of the demonicness, the source of the evil. It has tried its best to seep into America. You can see that with the Common Core. You can see that with the taking away of guns. Not that I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the Constitution. I came here with my family to the American Republic, the greatest country on earth. I feel I love this country. I've never seen such freedom in this country, but I've never seen how it's just been taken away and has been used as a form of how communist, fascist dictatorships are coming in here from China. Influence has come in, so I can see how this demonic force is spreading through the mind and especially the youth, dividing the families, dividing the races, dividing the people, mandating terrible forced policies, which is so unconstitutional, so un-American, and it must stop. And this is all coming from communist China, because again, the demon of this red demon, this red dragon, in cahoots with the reptilians and also the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the globalists, they want nothing more than to destroy the republic, the very fabric of democracy, which is not the communist democracy or the socialist democracy. We're talking about the republic, the constitutional republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. A true freedom of freedom of expression, the right to express due grievances, the right to bear arms, to protect our families, to protect our communities, to protect all our freedoms from a tyranny that is posing a great threat to our freedoms. I see it definitely falling apart. But I know that God has a plan, and I know that with the coming of a serious rectification, a serious revelation, a serious resurrection of divinity that needs to come, because most people have lost their way and they've deviated from God, they've deviated from Christ's light, they've deviated from the Creator. They don't believe in anything anymore. It's very dangerous. We are living in a very dangerous time. So when you approach people and you approach people about these kind of heavy situations, they don't want to listen. And the demonic forces will do anything to try and destroy you, rob you of your dignity, try and control you. But no matter what, we are righteous people, honest people, sincere people. And there are a handful of them, unfortunately. There's not many. They cannot be touched, and I have met with the demonic communist officials firsthand. They broke into my car. They've threatened me. They've given me death threats. I've had to sit down with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They tapped my phone. They threatened to kill more Christians and Falun Gong practitioners in China if I didn't stop what I was doing. And I laughed at them and I smiled at them, because you know what, Scott? It is a testament to God's work, to no matter what happens, you step forward, and you use that demonic force against them. And I think the more vicious the evil demons and these evil doers do and go, the more we will expose them, and the more they give us chances to expose them. So I actually laugh in the face of evil when this happens. So yes, I have come into contact many times, but with very, very evil people who have tried to stop us from doing what we're doing and stop exposing the light. But they can't. They can't stop the righteousness. They can't stop the goodness. They can't stop the law of the universe and the Creator's duty. They can't. No matter how much they try, they won't stop it. So yes, I have come into contact with these reptilians and this demon nature. So. And I have no doubt about it.
I know that from the past of what I've done in deliverance, that within this past year, I came to the understanding and concern that some of the children that were brought to me to do deliverance on, that the family didn't have the best interest of the child. What they wanted is the child to be cleansed as much as possible that in their sacrifice or their ritual, then they would have a child that wouldn't have any demons in it or was back to the purest. And I gave that call out about 6 months ago for other people in the deliverance ministry to keep an eye open for groups of people that would bring children in that there was something wrong in your spirit, knowing that they weren't really Christians. What they wanted was me to pray over the child for the child then to be as pure as possible so they could continue with their dirty work. So I could see where these reptilians or these people would have such an interest in Falun Gong with their bodies being clean that I know that they are particular when they consume that the person is of purity. And it's a sad day that's what we've come to, that we have to deal with this. But one last thing, there's a few more things I want to go over, but with this thing here, can you kind of explain to us what they do when they actually take somebody? I don't need to be too graphic about this, but I want people to comprehend that when this does happen. Now, do you know of anyone personally that's had their organs taken, like their kidney?
I've had friends in China who were Falun Gong practitioners, and I haven't heard from them again. And when you hear Dr. Enver Totti, who was a heart surgeon in China, and before I share with his account, when I received a death threat from the communist regime, I was working for a restaurant, and I had about 7 calls on my phone, my cell phone. And I was, this is weird, why would I get a 610 number or 613 number? I live in Atlanta, Georgia. And I picked it up before service, and it was an international relay chat interpreter, Englishman. He says, this is an international relay chat interpreter from, will you accept a Beijing call, a call from Beijing? And I already knew immediately, intuitively, because of the work I do and the people I work with and the exposure. And I'm not scared to put my heart and my soul on the table, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an open book. They call me a peaceful warrior. I will protect. I will give my life to protect. The greatest honor is to die for to help people, to sacrifice your life for the betterment of people. But I love life, of course. But I'm just saying, to protect to fail to support good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. So they knew what I was doing, and I had a lot of videos as well exposing. So this communist official, the interpreter, explained to me, look, I'm going to share with you what they're saying, and then you can have a chance to speak. So he continued to say, you know, we're going to kill more of your, more Falun Gong practitioners if you don't give up what you're doing. And funnily enough, you know, anyway, some of my, you know, some people I knew, they were targeting, and they targeted. And anyway, then Dr. Enver Totti I got hold of and wanted him to speak and share his account of being a heart surgeon in China and what he had to do. Basically, he was explaining how one day he was told by the communist official, you need to meet me on a Sunday at this location. And he said, oh, wow, bring your team. And he said, okay, you know, he doesn't know why. And he was driven, and he didn't recognize the place. He said, you know, well, where are we going? He didn't have a good feeling. He went and he saw prisoners of conscience being beaten. And he said, what is going on here? And so he was told to just bring your team, and he was led inside, and he heard gunshots. And they brought a man in, still living, but pretty much shot, but you know, and held down. I don't know why they shot him, but he heard gunshots, and he was brought in, still living, and he was told, you need to take out his lungs and his livers and his organs. And you know, he didn't even think, but he started to take out the heart and the organs. And it was an amazing just listening to him. He doesn't speak a lot of English, but he's in England now. But he as a bus driver. But he said not a day goes by that he has to, you know, he has nightmares. He used to drink a lot because of the pain of the regret that he went through doing this. But for a man like this to come, to face something like that, I mean, it's unbelievable. So the courage of the Falun Gong, the courage of the Christians in China, the courage of the Uyghur Muslims and the Tibetans in China to go through this and to witness this and to stand up to this is just, it's amazing. And these are peaceful people, you know. These are just people that just want to follow God's will and righteous teachings and love, and they have every right to do this and to be hunted down and forced out of their homes, graduation certificates taken away, marriage license taken away, child custody taken away, and then sent to death camps and labor camps for 18 years, for 20 years, 100 torture methods. You can't believe. I mean, in some of the labor camps, what they've done to women. I mean, torturing women with 30,000 volts of electricity in the vaginal areas. I mean, hanging them up on hooks. A prison guard came actually out and was sharing his account about how he was witnessing. He had to stand guard at the train stations. How the communist regime were cattling, like the Jews in Nazi Germany, hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners to these death camps. Under cover of night, and also in the Olympics. I cannot believe how China was given the Olympics, but basically when the Red Cross in Nazi Germany, when they were told to investigate the camps, they were taken to these labor camps where everyone was good, everything was great. They saw that the prisoners were treated well, but basically the Falun Gong practitioners, like the Jews, they were moved from different locations. So there was also an admission of a former military surgeon's wife in Sujatun Medical Facility, where countless surgeries were being done, forced live organ harvesting was being done, and she came out, the wife of this military surgeon, who removed the corneas from the living bodies of 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners. And she, her name, you know, Annie, she says, "You don't understand my agony. Those Falun Gong practitioners were alive. It might be easier for me if they were dead, but they were alive when this was going on, when the surgery was taking place." So,
wow.
Unbelievable.
I would just hope that, you know, in the wild, that when an animal, you know, like a deer or a gazelle, that when they fall, that they seem to go into a shock, and my understanding is they don't necessarily feel the pain of when they're being ripped apart. But I don't know if that's the case with humans, and I just can't even imagine the agony and the terror of such a practice. And, of course, those who do this, whether they were forced to do it or not, they'll never be the same. You know, the demon transfer is such an abomination. The demonization that takes place has got to be horrendous. Now, I do know that Christians bring in a high dollar when it comes to Islam, and so they'll kill a Christian, they'll slit their throat and bleed them out and sell the blood. And this blood is used during different rituals. They even drink it because it is a child of the Most High God, and in this defilement, it brings, apparently, to them a better power through the demonic. So anyways, Mitchell, what can we do about this?
Well, the most important I share with everybody, that to be aware, call the medical associate, call because the doctors, the Transportation Society, unfortunately, has done nothing. The United Nations has done nothing. David Kilgore and David Mattis have visited 40 to 50 different countries, confirmed the allegations in their reports, in their books. Ethan Gutman, who came out and shared about how, you know, there is a plethora of investigations that have gone on, and you know, there's an interview he was doing before I share the website, where more people can learn about this and become more aware and share with their families and sign a petition if they'd like to support, which is awareness and support are the most important. he was asked, Ethan Gutman, who is the investigator reporter, and I urge people, you can buy his book on Amazon. It's called The Slaughter under Ethan Gutman on Amazon or Kindle. But he said, what do you say, he was asked, what do you say to those people who still doubt that organ harvesting has occurred or is occurring on a large scale in China, especially through the use of Falun Gong practitioners? And he responded, the dogs bark, the caravan moves on. Look, The Slaughter, my book, has been out for a year. That's plenty of time for serious reviewers to question my conclusions. I can't think of one who has. Even the South China Morning Post, which obviously had to give a critical review given their financial relationship with the mainland, didn't dare. And I stand by every footnote, every interview. I don't begrudge anyone the right to doubt. As I say in my book, these are serious allegations, toxic allegations. But no one has the right to dismiss the allegations without actually reading the corpus of work that has been published. The Slaughter, my book, Bloody Harvest by David Kilgore and David Mattis, and State Organs, not to mention all the investigative reports that have been authored by the Epoch Times, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, and Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. The investigation started in 2006, yet the volume of investigative work is only increasing. You want to comment? Hit the books. If someone is too lazy to read about the subject or just doesn't care enough about Chinese atrocities to bother, perhaps they should keep silent. Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting at DAFOH.org, they are the only ones in the transportation and the medical society that have actually took a stand against the forced organ harvesting. The Transplantation Society is an absolute disgrace. They have sold out and sold their souls to the communist regime. They go to China and they are lavished with goods and gifts and banquets and different things, all the mark of the beast. But the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, which Dr. Invitotti is also part of at DAFOH.org, people can read the statements there. It's a great resource, credible resource to get awareness about and understanding. You can sign a petition over there as well. StopOrganHarvesting.org, Scott, is also a great resource where you can find the Kilgore and Mattis report, K-I-L-G-O-U-R, Mattis, M-A-T-A-S report. If you just Google it, you can find it. Kilgore and Mattis report, David Kilgore and David Mattis on the forced organ harvesting. You can read their report. I would also suggest people who really are avid readers, who love to read and want to know more about China and what is behind the red veil, I truly recommend and urge to consider reading the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, which talks about the cannibalism, talks about the atrocities, talks about the reign of terror of the communist regime economically, socially, and politically for the last 50-plus years. And this particular documentation and publication written by anonymous Chinese in 2004 has decimated the Chinese communist regime to literally on the verge of collapse. We have seen the Chinese economy in the last couple of months literally collapse. It's on the verge of collapse, and that's why China, the communist regime, and their officials, high-ranking businessmen. I think one of the most prominent businessmen or billionaires in China have left and pulled out all his money out of China into America, because of the communist regime bound to collapse. There's been prophecies from Nostradamus all the way down to ancient history that the communist regime is on the verge of collapse, and this is going to be the saving grace. When the rare beast collapses, this will be the saving grace of America. That will allow America and the West to go into peace. We will come back to more of a stability, of more of a morality. Because with this communist regime, this demonic presence that has seeped out of China into the West for the last 30 decades, and specifically now in America, once this is once the po- it's poison, It's poison and coming and leaking out of a blood-sucking parasite from China. That's the source. It's the center stage. It's the source of evil. Once the communist regime is completely destroyed, the poison will seep out, and America will go back to more of a divine, Judeo-Christian, spiritual revival of morals and ethics, and the whole world will change, basically. But to do more, I think awareness and support of understanding through StopOrganHarvesting.org. People can also read the reports from the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong at UpholdJustice.org as well. And also there's a website called FOFG, Friends of Falun Gong, which is very, very good in exposing. It's an American non-profit organization from different ministries and different religious groups and different people that have pledged their support to expose this persecution. And also, you know what, Scott, Christian ministries, I've worked with a lot of Christian ministries over my time. They are incredibly supportive. The Jubilee Foundation as well is very supportive in Washington. And just the ministers, Christians are also being targeted. The 400 years of persecution since Nero, there's never been such a persecution since Nero days, where Christians were just thrown to the lion, starved, killed, persecuted. 400 years of Christian genocide. So Christianity has been targeted now, and I find a lot of compassion with Christian people and people who really believe in God and really believe in Jesus and follow Jesus' teachings, and not just go into church one day and read the Holy Bible and then rape, pillage, and plunder the next day and covet their steal and cheat and kill and covet their neighbor's wife or husband, but really take the teachings of Jesus and take the teachings of Christianity to heart. Love thy neighbor. You know, when slapped in the face, turn the other cheek. Forgiveness, consideration, love, righteousness. So that's why, Scott, I'm so grateful that I can come on your show with people who are listening to share this, and just for you to have this compassion to allow me to share about the Falun Gong and the persecution and the forced live organ harvesting. God bless you, sir. Thank you for this. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I wish I shared your same thought when getting rid of the Chinese, that things would go back to normal. But behind them is another onslaught of evil, and so our job really is just beginning. I wanted to close out with a question somebody was asking, and I'm glad they brought it up. I'd forgotten. There's been issues here with organ donors, our driver's license. You know, we can pick whether we want to be that or not, and there's been allegations that some doctors have allowed people to die, and or they've started harvesting the organs from the person before there was even a declaration that they truly were ready for that. Have you heard of such things? Do you get involved with that well just here in the United States?
Absolutely, and the child trafficking and the sex slavery, especially at the big hub in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. There's a serious child trafficking and sex slavery going on, in child trafficking in Atlanta, and yes, the donor program here. People are going missing, especially in the poor areas, you know. And then with the big revelation with Planned Parenthood killing and harvesting baby organs. And you know what, Scott? I sit with people, and I sit with them, and I sit with them, and I don't know if you've seen this, but when you talk about these issues, it's almost like they don't want to believe it. They are blocked. They don't want to see it. They don't want to understand it. They'll shut you down. They'll attack you, and I think to myself, how lamentable, how pitiful, how we have gone from such a light and such a we've obtained the human body, we've obtained human dignity, we've from the grace of God. But we have lost our way. How confused humans are. How lost humans are. How arrogant we are, thinking we come from, you know. Anyway, I can go on forever. But yes, I have seen, and I have fully aware about the organ donations and how slippery and sly and demonic it is, and how things are happening in this country, especially with Planned Parenthood, with the baby organ, not Planned Parenthood, actually planned extermination, planned genocide, if you really go back to see what it is all about. But we're all religious people here, we're all Christian people, we're all people of God here. But to see this and to understand this, I mean, it's appalling. So, yes, there are things, there are demonic things that are going on in this country, like I said, that is very twisted. And you know this and you see this, and it will be stopped because God will not allow this to continue. There is going to be a serious great disaster. There is going to be a serious revelation, a catastrophic disaster. It's happening now. You mentioned the FEMA camps. We're about to go to martial law, the economic economic Armageddon. There's going to be blood on the streets. People are really losing it demonically. The degeneration of the mind, the lack of morality. So what people can do is just have faith in God, to cultivate themselves spiritually and with, you know, universally, with truthfulness and compassion and tolerance, believe in the Christ light and in God, and lead a more peaceful light. And when it comes down to it, bond together and help each other. And in terms of the forced live organ harvesting of the Falun Gong, become more aware, maybe sign a petition at at stoporganharvesting.org or DAFOH.org, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, and tell your people and call your congresspeople or your medical professors, professionals and doctors, and just say, look, do you know about this? Have you heard about this? Talk to them about this. Even maybe print out a flyer and share it with your doctor, share it with your pediatrician, share it with your children. Everyone needs to know about this because this is incredibly evil. And if we don't know about this, God knows, in the next 14, 15 years, we could have the same thing happen here.
Yeah, well, I assume that's been their plan all along anyways.
Exactly.
Because even though, you know, we've been established as a Christian nation, the evil has been here all along, known as Freemasonry. And so it's been the plan to do this. All right. Did you want to give your contact information out, or were you just interested in having them go through these main websites?
No, I'd love to. If there's anyone, you know, and Scott, if you have contacts in the media, or if you want to invite me back, I would love to have David Kilgore and Ethan Gutman. I know, you know, David Kilgore is in Canada. I haven't been. He's been traveling. He's been very busy. And exposing this. You know, but I would love to have David Kilgore, the former Secretary of State. I would love to have the Vice President of the European Union, also Edward Miland Scott. I would love to have doctors on your show, because when this really hits the airwaves, I'd love to have them back with you. So yes, if you have any contacts in the mainstream media, any reporters, anyone who wants to contact me, who are high-ranking officials who want me to do a seminar to share with them about this, who are teachers or educators would like me to come to their schools and talk to their children about this, the students who are Model UN or Amnesty International, I am more than willing, free of charge, just for my heart and my dedication. So yes, I can give you my phone number on air. I don't mind. 678-882-6377. That's 678-882-6377. My name again is Mitchell. My email is M for Mitch Gerber, like Gerber baby food. mgerber444@gmail.com. And please, guys, reach out to me, contact me. I'd love to share and be on your show again, Scott. I would really love to.
Okay. Well, the next day or two, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a spot on my homepage with your contact information and a link for this show and then any future information that's coming up, because this is definitely affecting all of us. This is an atrocity. This is an abomination. And us as professing Christians need to stand against it. All right, before we go here, I'd like to pray, and if you'll allow me to do that, and then we'll close the show out, okay?
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, the information that we have heard tonight is those things that reach to all of us deep down, for we know that the adults and the children, those people who are in terror, those people who are being murdered, slaughtered, cannibalized, those things of atrocities that I know you weep over. And so, Father, as we corporately come together, then in the name of Jesus Christ, we raise the sword of the Spirit and we bring it down like an axe to the root cause of this. And Father, right now we pull out the roots and the seeds and the residues, and we cancel, void, and render to no effect anything of an assignment to do such a thing. That Father, right now those people who are being held captive, that they are released, that in their spirit and their heart, Father, that you speak to them to know that you are God. And in that, they can have that understanding and compassion and to be drawn to Jesus. For the blood of Jesus will set them free. And Father, for Mitchell himself to be protected, that your hand is upon him, that you divinely direct him, that whatever evil is formed against him is not going to prosper. And in that, Father, this is for your righteous and your glory, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Scott.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, Mitchell, thank you, and we will talk, and we'll set up another time, okay?
Please, God bless you, Scott, and thank you so much, everybody. And yes, Scott, anytime, I'm willing and able and here with you, and thank you so much. God bless you. Have a good night.
Okay. Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.